The State Building Commission was set to approve borrowing $100 million to begin road projects in the next few months at its last meeting. But Speaker John Gard put up a roadblock, threatening to sue the governor over his budget veto that increased the amount of money the state can borrow for road projects to $1 billion. At issue for the majority, two things: the governor's veto authority and his transfer of more than $500 million from the transportation fund to pay for things like public schools and shared revenue. John Gard said because of that transfer, the cost of borrowing money for road projects would deplete the transportation fund. The governor said blocking the latest borrowing would delay 56 road projects and mean the loss of thousands of construction jobs. And then, with the clock ticking on pending highway jobs, a breakthrough.
This was a compromise, and it was one that permits the road projects in the state to go forward.
The agreement reached includes new legislation that would limit how much the state can borrow for highway projects to $565 million. A new law would also require that future debt service on general fund bonds will be paid from the general fund and not the transportation fund. Governor Doyle announced it to the Building Commission before its vote to approve the $100 million.
The agreement ensures that important road work can be contracted in November and December, creating 4,200 good-paying jobs.
John Gard says he is thrilled with the deal.
We preserved the stability of the transportation fund long-term. We have the largest construction project in state history staring us in the face in the Marquette Interchange. And they have to offer a plan to the federal government by December 1st. And I think this paves the way for that to happen.
Gard says his comfort level with the strength of the transportation fund is better for now, but he says the fight could resume, and he is still considering fighting the governor's veto authority.
The transportation fund now is much more stable than it was 24 hours ago. And in the future, could the governor recommend that the transportation fund pay for more debt? Can he try and raid it again? Absolutely. And all I can do is live to fight that day. In between that time, I will certainly try my best to make sure that no governor, Republican or Democrat, will be able to write up debt in this state through the stroke of a veto.
The governor stands by his use of the veto pen.
No, you can't increase an appropriation. This was not an appropriation. There have been other vetoes that have increased dollar figures in budgets.
The legislature is expected to introduce and pass the new bonding legislation as early as this week. The governor promises to sign it. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.